Well, at this point, you know, you've got to, in the short term, you've got to use these rallies as opportunities for marketing. We've seen the markets fall off heavily, so it's tough. A lot of people are going to lock those bin doors and leave them locked, and that's probably the best thing that they can do right now. As we go into the end of March, you've got this USDA report that gives us quarterly stocks and planting intentions or prospective planting. If that's the if we're looking at what the estimates are right now, we're going to be more bearish to the new crop corn side, and maybe a little friendly or neutral to the new crop bean side of things. But as we go into spring, you're still talking about some drought and some issues in the western corn belt. There is potential that we could see some further issues going into maybe the pollination period or pod fill time for July and August when it comes to the corn and beans. So there is potential to see a spring rally that gives us higher prices and gives us a chance to make sales against higher prices for old and new crop. And that's what we'll have to make sure that we're taking action on any kind of a good size rally that we see this spring.